All right, Conference 5A programs, it's your turn. It's your party at the Alamo Dome. At my Alamo Dome here in San Antonio, Texas, it's the UIL Texas State Marching Championships. It is week two of the State Marching Band Championships. We did the even conferences last week. It's the odd conferences this week. This is the Nerd In. Good morning again. Daniel Valdez again. It is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. So, a lot of stuff to get to. We'll go over programs. We'll do motivational stuff, all that fun stuff. So, week two. Seems like the Conference 5A programs have had the longest season in the history of marching band because they've done a lot of these programs with Bands of America Regional this past weekend, and now they're getting ready to go, or a lot of them are staying here to perform at the UIL State Marching Contest. Judging system is the same as it was 2 years ago, yes, and now that we have state every year, we got to make that distinction. Last year, it was just the even conferences that had state. But in 2021, if you remember, it was like the all hands in, everybody's in. All conferences had the state marching contest at the same time for the first time in forever. So since then, everything's been passed. UIL Rules Committee went ahead and passed it. So now you've got all state every year until 2028, at least, because that's what they have listed on the website. So go check that out if you can. So this is going to be something that's going to happen every year, and then the conferences are going to flip. So even though 5A is going on later on week two this year, next year, Conference 5A will be going on first as far as the UIL Part 1 and Part 2 stuff. So look forward to that, but tune that out right now. We focus on the now. Plenty of programs that are here. This is going to be one of the best 5A contests I think we're ever going to see. We already saw a big evidence of that in the Conference 4A deal last week. Conference 4A was probably the best Conference 4A state contest ever in terms of quality from top to bottom. So I anticipate the same thing with the 5A programs. These programs know how to play. They know how to move. They know how to design a show. And the sheets are going to judge that. It's the same sheets as the Conference 6A programs. There's a woodwind, brass, percussion judge. There's music ensemble, music individual, visual individual, visual ensemble, and then a content and design general effect judge. So same seven judge system. Nothing's changed from 2021. So let's get after it. Plenty of programs to get to. Let's do this. It's another party. I can't believe I have the energy for this. There's been no coffee taken this morning. I don't need it because it's my party at the Alamo Dome. My friends, welcome to the Nerdin. We are at the University Interscholastic League 2023 State Marching Band Champions for the Conference 5A programs, Monday, November 6th and 7th, and my Alamo Dome in my backyard. It's my barbecue in San Antonio, Texas. Let's go over the list, shall we? Out of this entire list, we got to whittle this program down. We got to whittle it all down to 12 programs. That is going to be a bear. I don't want to be a judge at this. I don't need to be a judge at this because I'm going to list these off and you're going to figure out, you're going to say to yourself, you're not going to be able to pick 12 programs. You're going to be able to pick 16 or 17 of them. And we can't, we got to whittle it down to the final 12. How on earth are we going to do that? Well, it's going to take some time to say the least. So before we get into the programs, it is still a random draw, but they do split it up. So 12th place through 7th place will go on to the first half of finals on Tuesday. Then there will be a break. And then 6th place through 1st place will go on the second half of that block. And each of those blocks, it's mixed together. So you're not going to know exactly where a program placed. And for the last time, prelims results, I'm not going to share those things with y'all until UIL actually releases those things. Stop asking me. Just stop. It's not going to happen. 12th place through 7th place, that's going to be mixed in order. So you're not going to really know who's 12th or who's 7th. But you'll have the general vicinity. And then 6th place through 1st place, the second block on Tuesday, mixed together. So again, just to kind of obscure that, you know, we don't want anybody to know who's in 1st place or anything like that. Just kind of what they are within the block. Cool. So let's get to it. We're going down all these 12 programs, getting down to 12 programs. We got to go off and knock out this schedule at 9 a.m. It is Sherry Lamb Pioneer, they were at the Bands of America Regional this past weekend. They're on at 9 a.m. Foster High School is at 9:15. The Area F Champion Aledo High School is at 9:30. College Station is on at 9:45. Piper High School, this program just opened up. They're from the San Antonio area, and they're at the state marching contest for the first time. They're on at 10 a.m. Pine Tree High School all the way out in East Texas. They're coming down at 10:15. Richland High School at 10:30. They have a Bands of America Regional Championship under their belt this year. 10:45, it's the Area G Champion, Roma High School at 10:45. And then the brothers and sisters over there in Area G coming down at 11 a.m. It's Lopez back at the state marching contest, a legendary concert program. And they're back at the state marching contest. Glad to see them. They're back at 11 a.m. Then we take a break, and we're going to need it, because at high noon, who else would you have at high noon? The Rouse Mouse House. Area H champions, 12 p.m. high noon. It is Rouse High School after a fantastic couple of days at the Bands of America Regional. They're here at UIL. Ready to take care of some business at high noon. 12:15 is Sherryland High School at 12:15. 12:30, it is the Area A East Zone Champions. It is Lubbock High. Blue Sky Onion Rings. I love those things. It is Lubbock High. Area A East Champions. They're on at 12:30. 12:45, PSJA North Early College, another PSJA school performing at the state marching contest. They're at 12:45 at 1 p.m. It is the six-time state champion Cedar Park High School at 1 p.m. I don't know how we're doing these schedules, but at 1:15, it's Leander High School. Leander, welcome to the state marching contest again. They were a medalist 2 years ago when we last had it for 5A. They're on at 1:15. And then look at this at 1:30, another Area H program. We got three of them back to back to back. Welcome to the show, Liberty Hill, at 1:30 p.m. McKinney North at 1:45, coming down from the suburban Dallas area. And then at 2 p.m., another school that just opened up not too long ago, and they just keep making state contests. It's Lake Belton coming down at 2 p.m. And then we take a well-deserved break, because you already have fantastic programs already in those first two blocks, and I got two more to get through. At 2:45 p.m., my friends over at Lebanon Trail are coming down to the state marching contest around 2:45 p.m. 3 p.m., it is the Area I Champions, A&M Consolidated, coming down at 3 p.m. 3:15, Burleson Centennial with their fantastic percussion section at 3:15 p.m. Hendrickson, 3:30 p.m., with the Area D Champions Championship under the belt, coming down to the state marching contest. They're on at 3:30 p.m. At 3:45 p.m., the lone representative from the Area A West Zone. They actually won the contest, and that was the only qualifier for state out of that particular zone. It is J.M. Hanks at 3:45 p.m. Congratulations to you all. 4 p.m., it's the Area C champion, Forney High School. I love that. I love that man in the arena show this year. So 4 p.m. Forney High School. James Pace Early College at the state contest at 4:15. North Mesquite out at 4:30. There he goes. 4:30 for North Mesquite. 4:45. It is the TMEA 5A Honor Band Lone Star High School. Welcome back to the state contest at 4:45 p.m. And then we take another break, because we got one more block to go. You could probably already pick out 12 or 14 potential finalists there, but we still got another block, and we still got to get this done. So let's knock this out. At 6 p.m., it is Churchill Full Shear. 6 p.m., Churchill Full Shear. 6:15 is Birdville High School. I really like this show. I saw it at San Antonio Saturday morning. It's a really good show. You're going to love it. Birdville at 6:15 p.m. Smithson Valley at 6:30 p.m. And at 6:45, it's the Area B champion, Wakeland High School. They were a finalist at San Antonio Bands of America this past weekend. They're on at 6:45. 7 p.m. is Lubbock Cooper High School at 7 p.m. Pflugerville back at the state contest. Congratulations to you all. They're at 7:15. My friends over at Friendswood at 7:30. They're the Area E champions. 7:30 p.m. for Friendswood. And then last but not least, the multiple time state champion, 7:45 p.m. Poteet High School, 7:45 p.m. I don't know why I keep saying a.m. It's p.m. You have the schedule in front of you. You can tell time. Just ask Siri. 7:45 p.m. with Poteet. And then a special exhibition at 8 p.m. The University of North Texas Green Brigade Marching Band. If you haven't seen them recently, they are fantastic. I got plenty of friends over there waiting to throw down in the green uniforms. 8 p.m. for University of North Texas. And then at 8:15 early night, early night. Hey, I might actually get some sleep that night. I may get to eat food. No, I'm kidding. 8:15 p.m. the drum major retreat, and the finalists will be announced. So yeah, a lot of programs at this contest. We got to whittle it down to 12. This is going to be tough. Just like the 6A contest, just like anything, when we get to this level, performance is everything. You know everything. You know how to pull. Nobody should be guessing at this point. I don't think you should be at – nobody here at this schedule, nobody here at the state marching contest is guessing about where they should be going. They're like, well, I hope this works. That doesn't exist anymore. Everything's been learned. Everything's been earned. Everything's been taught. It's all performance now. It's all what it is. And I don't think it's going to be raining this week. I know it's a domed contest and there's a roof and everything, and you're welcome because I paid for it personally. But, the environment shouldn't freak anybody out anymore. You've been to the state contest. You know what the Alamo Dome's like in one way or another, whether you had a contest or a football game or whatever. We kind of know what the environmental challenges are and what it looks like and what it feels like and everything. Mental preparedness, mental toughness, like we said last week, that's how you advance. That's how you, well, I shouldn't necessarily advance. That's how you get the best possible performance out of your students. That's how you maximize potential. You got to get your head right because everything's taught. You already know. You can probably close your eyes and play the entire show and march around the field and not run into anybody. And I'm sure everybody's like that over here. And I'm sure everybody that made the state contest is still in that headspace. But it's one thing to know it. It's one thing to do it. It's a completely different concept there. So the programs that are able to knock out distractions, focus on their program, and perform their show to the best of their abilities on an individual basis. On an individual basis. Because individual excellence, trust me on this, when you sit where I get to sit, you see everything. There is no hiding, especially in this judging system. Judging system, now there's no hiding anymore. But especially when you're sitting where the evaluators are and you're seeing what they see for the most part, there's no hiding. Everything is exaggerated. Everything is seen. Everything is heard. It's all there. So so guessing on your show and hoping something's going to work, no, that ain't going to cut it here. You want to get into the top 12, you want to get there on Tuesday afternoon and perform and be legends and be and cement your legacy with the program and set the program up for future success. That's something that gets lost in this whole thing at the end of the season. Everybody wants to say, well, it's all about the seniors and this and that. Yeah, I get that. But part of leaving a legacy is setting up the freshmen, the sophomores, the juniors, setting them up for future success. Because trust me on this, and I've had people message me this stuff this weekend. Some of you are going to put your instruments down. I'm never going to do marching band again. I'm going to go be an engineer or whatever the heck you want to do in college. But trust me on this, you're going to check back on your program. You're going to check back on them a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, however long. You're going to check back on them. What do you want to see when you check back on them? Whether you go to a contest or you watch it online or you're just getting updates through social media, you're going to end up checking. What do you want to see? And understand that whatever product is out there after you leave, part of that is your doing. And hopefully it is a positive experience for everybody in the program. Because that's something I was worried about. When I was a performer, the one thing I was worried about was that when they look at the timeline and they look at that evolution chart, where are they going to see the dip? Is it going to be with me? Am I going to be known as the dude who, hey, it all went wrong with him. Shouldn't have made him drum major. Or do you want that legacy to be like, that was the best section leader I ever had. That's the best drum major I ever had. 20 years from now, that was the best drum major I ever had. Best section leader. That person did everything for us. They gave us everything. I don't know about you, and the train's coming right now. You heard that. That's a train of success. Okay. So you better hop on it. You like that? See? And again, that's what it means to leave a legacy with a program. And it's like that with every program that gets to this level. No matter what, no matter how big the program is, no matter how small the program is, everybody deals with this. Everybody does it at the end of the season. Those little motivations will help you perform better. It's just a little extra, a little bit extra that you're fighting for, that you're fighting to protect. And that's what the state marching contest is all about. We're talking about legacy. We're talking about legendary status. We're talking about maximizing the performance at the very last moment. The very last moment. And if you can do that, you can get to Tuesday. If you could do it again on Tuesday, you can place pretty high, and there could be some hardware in your future. So get motivated. Get down to the Alamo Dome. If you go to the UIL website for streaming information, schedules, all that stuff. Of course, got the schedule posted here. Good luck to everybody that's already in San Antonio. If you're traveling down, please be safe on the roads. Can't wait to see you all at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. It's the Conference 5A State Marching Championships. There's simply nothing like it. The University Interscholastic League does a fantastic job of putting these contests on. So thank you so much for them and for taking care of the TexasBands.com people. The live blog is live in person, TexasBands.com. Go to TexasBands.com or live.txbands.com. They'll take care of us, or I'll take care of you, and we'll make sure that the photos and commentary are all live, ready to go for you all. I am done here. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Y'all have fun at the Conference 5A State Marching Contest. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.